This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. We're live at Swanson Hyperbarics today in Fargo, and Dr. Arden Beachy will be here to answer your questions about how this treatment can help you before the end of the hour. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. Your calls are welcome, so get those questions ready to go. Also, Chris Dodson is going to be here a little later on to tell us exactly what the chances are for the Red River Women's Abortion Clinic in their effort to seek to block the state's abortion ban. They're trying to take on the law in North Dakota. Will they succeed? We'll find out. We got some breaking news right now. Tom Tucker from our WDAY AM 1100 The Flag What's On Your Mind newsroom is on the scene of what we believe is an officer involved shooting. Tom, thanks for the time. Update us on what we know.
Good morning, Scott. The city official who spoke with us just moments ago, this press conference has wrapped up, would not confirm, in fact, whether or not it was an officer-involved shooting. But an officer was on scene, she tells us, and one person was shot, and that person was taken to an area hospital, and there is no additional information on that person's condition at this point. The city describes this as a critical incident, and a heavy police presence continues over at the location at 34th Street and 15th Avenue South. It all started around 8 o'clock this morning when police were called to the scene. BCI is here on scene investigating, and still at the location there's a heavy police presence, numerous police officers from the city of Fargo, sheriff's deputies, and other state law enforcement officers are on scene as well. We're told the officer was not injured. And that is pretty much all the information that has been shared with us so far. The scene is still blocked off by tape. It covers about, I would say, three block area in the city of Fargo. And from one vantage point where we were being kind of held away from the location, we can see a car, an SUV. It looks as though it had crashed into a building. And so that's pretty much, you know, what we can see at the site at this point right now. But again, that's all the information that the city has released so far. We're told that Chief Dave Zabolski will be coming to the location where the media is gathered right now sometime this morning to provide additional information. But that's all we have here in Fargo this morning. Scott, back to you with what's on your mind.
We've heard some reports, Tom, that, and again, they're always a little dangerous to pass these reports on. For instance, we initially heard this was at West Acres. And it's obviously not West Acres. I've seen the photos that you've shared, and we have them on the stream right now. This looks like to be an apartment building, basically, right? How close is it to West Acres?
I'd say it's about three blocks east and a little bit south of yep. West Acres.
Got it.
So
okay.
It's not impacting traffic there or any activity there at the mall. But Katie Edish from the city has just come back here on scene, and it looks like perhaps you might have some more information for us.
All right. We'll let you go get that and check in when you have more. Thanks, Tom.
Let's go.
Tom Tucker, our senior reporter with our Flag Family Media news team, on the scene of that officer-involved shooting, we believe. And we've got some reports that there was some sort of drug situation, Kevin. Tell me what you heard there.
Yeah, a good listener friend of ours, I call him NewsHound Nate. He's actually down there and covering it pretty early. He was texting me right away. Apparently, there was three gentlemen in a van, this red van. They think they were doing some drugs or whatever in there. They were in a garage or by the garage, and the gal or a resident called the police. Eventually, the van fled, crashed into the garage where it is now, and that's when the shooting took place. The other two, the driver apparently, Nate thought the driver was the one that was shot. The other two fled, and he did see a canine unit down there too, so that's what's going on. But I'm sure Katie will have all the updates here. And as soon as they have it, Tom will be on it. But that seems to be the scenario that we're working with.
All right. Full bank of calls. Let's get to you. And let's do this. One minute only so we can get to all of you. Alan Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, agree. agree completely with you, the flagpole guy. The only thing is, not if, but when they steal the next election, we do whatever we have to do to stop them, whatever it takes. Thank you.
All right, Al. Yeah, I think fighting on behalf of election integrity makes a whole lot of sense. All day, every day, no doubt about that. When you say everything it takes, I think some people are going to read that to mean, okay, this is an armed insurrection here. We need to fight. I'm not going to go there, but I think that's why we want Mike Lindell fighting on that front. Not only cranking out, you know, coffee products and sleepwear products and everything he's doing at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. And, of course, FrankSpeech.com has a lot of the coverage of this. Don't forget, use my promo code Scott when you're there because it gets you a better deal. I'm looking out for our listeners always. Or call them at 800-506-9028. This has got to happen state by state. They got to fix the mess. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota. You got a minute. Go, Ryan.
Hey, just wanted to talk about this Bill Gates thing. I wish it was as simple as selling to the highest bidder. Unfortunately, there are two things that I think kind of get lost in the shuffle here. First of all, that Bill Gates is actively, avowedly hostile to beef farming. You don't need to wonder about that. He said as much. And secondly, when these land auctions take place, there are representatives, shell companies registered. You often don't know that Bill Gates ends up being the owner of your land until after the fact. I think if it came down to selling the flag company of radio stations, if somebody came to you and said, hey, I hate radio and I plan on shutting these stations down after I buy them, would you sell to the highest bidder if you knew that were the case? And I think that's a legitimate concern as well.
No, I agree with you, and I wouldn't, because it's our baby, right? Everything of our being, everything poured into it. So I take your point there. No doubt about that. Well said. Fred and Wing, you got a minute. Go.
Yes. I just wanted to say thank you to KFYR Radio this morning. So Parker, he's an old school guy. I like the way he came out this morning. You know, today's our celebration in Wing and stuff, and we're sort of looking at the weather, and he actually put the radar on the radio today and told us what we're doing. So we didn't have to go to our phones and find it when we're busy. And so we're looking at the radar today, and thanks out to Phil Parker. And, Scott, I got a question for the hyperbarics guys today.
All right, well, hang on. I'll get you that question answered at the bottom of the hour. Tony and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, mine is a hyperbaric question as well.
All right, you want to just hang on? If you you'll be
yeah,
first
sure.
to go here, and
yep.
Fred, you'll be right behind him as the folks that have been next in line. So stay tuned for that. We'll give you a chance to ask the doc. Not just any doc, by the way, from Swanson Hyperbarics. We got Dr. Arden Beachy is the hyperbaric doctor here at Swanson Hyperbarics. He's a Bison football star. That's right. So we have talked a little bit of football, but a whole lot about the life-changing treatment of hyperbaric oxygen. So you guys are in line in the time you called. Tony, Fred, stay tuned. We'll get to you. Brady, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, buenos dias, senor. Hey, I wanted to say one thing. I'm hoping, I'm praying that Vladimir Putin basically takes back Alaska and ends your carbon capture ideology, because what a joke. This earth is carbon starved, and you want to put carbon back into the earth? What a stupid concept. I hope he takes Alaska back by, like, Red Dawn, the same like the movie, and opens up everything, open up every friggin' oil belt ever, and do about 10,000 more oil leases immediately.
Well, we need it, and then the price of gas would come down here in the U.S., that's for sure. When you talk about Putin taking Alaska, that'd be World War III. So, not going to happen, but we ought to do what you suggest right here in the United States, for crying out loud. Why not? Texture says, it sounds like you drank the Kool-Aid on the CO2 issue. What happened to the principled, centered person as an example, abortion. Again, I'm offended by that. I don't offend easy. And as a radio talk show host, you have thick skin. But the idea that somehow I've drank the Kool-Aid, I just have a different opinion. I just see this as we don't have the luxury of opting out. And we have two choices. The energy and ag industries end as we know them, or we provide carbon management solutions. Carbon management includes enhanced oil recovery. That makes everything better. It can be done. Our own Energy and Environmental Research Center is studying this. And our geology says we can store some carbon, a snippet of the man-made carbon. It's not like we're, you know, stealing all the carbon. But, I believe that's principled as well. I really do. Got a first-time texter that says, I totally agree. This fall's elections are key. I'm concerned with our current leaders and tyrants. They know they are going to lose. Will they allow election? How will they even allow elections? Also, I'm a big fan of Swanson Hyperbarics. It's helped my chronic back pain tremendously. Keep promoting to others. Others need to learn about it. Thanks for all you do. All right, we're going to get Larry a little My Coffee, too, today on What's on Your Mind. Christopher Dodson, when we come back to unpack the lawsuit on abortion in North Dakota. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Find yourself turning on the news and really feeling hopeless when you just see what's happening, from open borders to just ridiculous federal spending, the idea that lockdowns were a good idea, or mandates, and the next pandemic, what's that going to bring? Inflation, I mean, the list just goes on and on. There is actually something you can do, and it will make you feel a lot better and a lot less hopeless, and that's buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together, folks, now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to do that since 2012, Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. You know what? We push the quote-unquote easy button too often. Ah, I've got Verizon, whatever. I don't care that they're woke and they're into all this stuff, but changing will be a hassle. It won't be, actually. Number one, Patriot Mobile uses the same broad nationwide coverage that they can offer you because they're using the same towers as all the major carriers. They have plans for every budget. That's not the case. And here's my favorite part. 100% U.S.-based customer support team. You can't even believe how easy they make everything. Okay, that phone? Okay. Is that, you know, do you own that phone or does, you know, Verizon own that phone? Okay, let's find out that they do everything. But most important, they share our values. And they support organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily for all the details, or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the promo code FLAGFAMILY, special discounts for veterans and first responders, and for multi-line accounts. Why not support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values? PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily, or again, call them at 972-PATRIOT. All right, 22 past the hour, and Christopher Dotson is here. Chris is the executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference. I want to talk a little bit about this lawsuit filed by the Red River Women's Abortions Mill, which is seeking to block the state's abortion ban. Chris, thanks for taking some time to help us understand their chances here and what's happening, okay? We lost our connection to Chris. So, Daniel, you let me know when he's back here, and we'll ask him that same question. Texter says, Scott, down by Bowman, they're doing it right. No government subsidies, and they are using carbon to extract oil. This summit is government subsidies, and they store it. You're misleading the people. I'm disappointed. Well, there's two things going on. I'm saying carbon management makes sense, and you are right. It's being done one way in one place and one in another. Government subsidies are not something that are happening with this. A tax code is to incentivize new things. I mean, we had actually on the program this week the senior vice president of Summer Carbon Solutions saying there are some incentives that are available that they're not even taking advantage of. So, again, every person should decide for themselves, willing seller, willing buyer on the pipeline access. But, you know, because I have a different opinion doesn't mean I'm the Antichrist now, for crying out loud. Let's just think about this and breathe a little bit. All right, Chris is here. Chris, my question is, what do we know about the potential chances of success here by the abortion mill to block the state's abortion ban? I mean, are you concerned?
I'm not too concerned. Well, I am concerned that it's the abuse of the judicial process and may delay the inevitable. But the claims that are made don't have a lot of merit. You know, there's two claims, Scott. One is that there's a right to abortion in the state constitution. And the second is that the attorney general triggered the abortion ban too early. The first, a lot of people don't know, and even it's not mentioned in their complaint, they completely ignored it conveniently for them. But in 2014, the state Supreme Court already took up the issue of whether there is a right to abortion enshrined in our state constitution, and they didn't have enough votes to say there was. Only two justices did. Those two justices are no longer on the state Supreme Court. And they based their decision on Roe v. Wade and Casey versus Planned Parenthood, which is no longer good law after June 24th. So it'd be a very long shot for them. You have to have four of the five justices agree in North Dakota. We have a unique state constitutional provision that takes four of the five to strike something down. And with regards to that other thing that Drew Wrigley acted too early, that's dispute about the timing. Even if they were successful on it, it just delays the inevitable. They're just saying he did it too early, not that he can't do it.
These groups are famous for lawyering up, right? I mean, they get these pro bono lawyers that'll come in and do whatever, act like heroes, and that's what's going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a New York-based lobbying firm that only does this, and they're doing it in every state. The complaint looks rather much like boilerplate. They just simply changed a few things and said, put North Dakota's name on it and filed it here.
Yeah, and haven't they already basically said they're moving to Moorhead? So why do you think they're continuing to fight? They're just going to go across the river, right?
I think this a lot has to do with a matter of principle for one particular woman. She wants to hang out here as a matter of principle in this state as long as she can to make her point.
And
which is that she wants to continue doing abortions against the will of the people of North Dakota.
Right. Ending innocent life, you know, every single day. Kindergarten-sized class of children in North Dakota every week. This is what they're fighting to continue to do. Just sickens you to the core.
The people of North Dakota want this to be a sanctuary for life, a sanctuary for life state. And we're going to get there. And this is really just a slap in the face and an abuse of the judicial process.
How much of it is about money, do you believe, Chris?
For them, I never know, but I personally believe they don't make a lot of money in this abortion clinic. They probably lose money. Again, it's a matter of principle for them. Abortion is treated as a sacrament, that they're just going to stand their ground, and that's why they do the fundraisers and so on. It'd be easier for them just to move to Minnesota, but they stick it out because they want to really thumb their nose at the people of North Dakota. And the idea of building a culture of life.
We can't forget this is a momentous time. This is history. And you think how long people have fought, nearly 50 years on this front, just specific to Roe versus Wade. We can't forget that this is a joyous time. And no New York law firm fighting on behalf of being able to kill more babies in North Dakota is going to steal my joy on this one. This is a great, great time in our history, isn't it?
It is a great time. And We knew there'd be challenges, and there's a lot of challenges ahead for us, not just legally, but also building a culture of life. But it's joyous because we can do it, because the Supreme Court set things right again to give us the chance to do what is right.
Sure did. Chris, appreciate you. Appreciate your bosses, too, Bishop Kagan, Bishop Fulda. They've been warriors on this front for a long, long time, and the church is unwavering on this, and we appreciate that very much, okay?
Thank you, Scott. Always here to answer questions.
Appreciate that. You do it well. Christopher Dodson, Executive Director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference on this frivolous lawsuit. No chance of success. Hoping for delays. Just dying on the altar of abortion. Killing babies. Insane. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Your questions next.
After Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. Find out how abortion will change the 22 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta's on at 5 p.m. Central every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. And she leads a great lineup every night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck. And then Eric Bolling warns of the dangers of a world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system does not carry Newsmax, I'd call them and demand it. If they won't carry it, you can switch to a system that does. Download the free Newsmax app, too, on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. It's great. I love it. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day and make the switch to Newsmax. Remember, that Newsmax app is free. You can watch it anytime. Download it today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in Western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Talk Radio Town Hall starts now. Senator Kevin Cramer here normally on Fridays, not able to be here today. He'll actually be joining us next week from the Red River Valley Fair. That's right. We'll be on location again next Friday. Let's welcome to the program a NDSU superstar. And not every day we get to welcome folks that have dazzled us on the gridiron, but this guy has. Dr. Arden Beachy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be seeing, actually.
I want to ask you the big question first.
Yeah.
Should the Bison go all in, D1? Should they just, go up there and join with the big boys in the FBS instead of the FCS?
There's probably two ways to handle that. One is it would create a lot of more excitement even. When you keep winning, there's one bad thing about winning so much. People kind of get blasé and bored.
Yeah.
But what do you do for a stadium while you increase that capacity and those sort of things are
pleasant problem, right?
Yeah, good problems to have, and it's better to have that problem than how do we win at least 50% of our games, which a lot of programs are having the problem with. So
I had to ask.
I know
you're here to talk about more important things, including being the medical director and the top doc here at Swanson Hyperbarics. Tell me a little bit about your history in hyperbaric oxygen treatment.
Well, I'm pretty new to it. It's been kind of an interest of mine for a while. I mean, I've been doing primary care in a small town for, last week was 21 years. So,
wow.
But I'd had quite a few patients that have dabbled in it and asked me a lot of questions about it, and just really been interested in it. And I did my training at Hennepin County Medical Center in family practice, and they had a hyperbaric chamber in the basement. I walked by a couple times and was able to see, and it always stuck in the back of my mind. I kind of like to know more about that. So when I got this opportunity, I kind of thought, I've been doing this 21 years in primary care, which I still love, and but I want to expand a little bit and try some new things.
And this feels like primary care some days, too, because so many different people with so many different ailments are coming in looking for relief, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want to cast a wide net. You know, sometimes people just get in small areas, and then if there's no therapies in that area, then you're stuck. What do I do now? And I've been there myself. I've had two back surgeries. I've had an Achilles rupture, a labral tear in my shoulder.
Wow.
Sports kind of, I wouldn't trade all the fun and all the people I met, but it sure beats up your body. And I've been stuck myself a couple times, and conventional medicine wasn't cutting it, so I went and chose some other things to do.
We welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Dr. Beachy today on the program. And we'll start, I guess, with Tony and Dickinson. So, Tony, go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Beecher, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, first I'd like to share with you guys an experience that I've had with hyperbaric chambers. A good friend of mine was diagnosed with colon cancer and had been seeing the doctor for 2-3 years complaining about that possible situation. By the time she was diagnosed, after they did the colon surgery, the tests showed that the cancer had spread through her colon wall and she was stage 4 lymphomic. And after we found that out, we rushed out and we found a hyperbaric chamber, and through the work with Dr. Ted Fogarty, by the time she had her PET scan done, the radiologist wrote up that it was 0 on her cancer. You know, nobody can really honestly say that this was the cure, but with that and through a lot of the Lord's Prayer, within a few weeks, she's cancer-free. And then I do have a couple of questions. I've got relatives that suffer from COPD and also cluster migraines. If you could share some light on that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
All right, Tony, keep listening on the air for your answers here.
Yeah, I'm not going to say hyperbarics is a cure for all or it even cures anything. It's a great augment therapy in a lot of different areas. And cancer is not one that's been significantly explored. But it probably augments some of the therapy she already had. And there's a lot more work that's got to be done in this field. You know, I've been asked other times, the thing I tell people is, there's not enough money, time, and enough physicians to do all the appropriate controlled, randomized controlled studies needed to look at all these aspects of medicine. I wish there was, because that's the best way to do it, but there isn't.
There's also an incentive for others to make sure that treatments that don't require some zillion-dollar patent to be, you're fighting that, too, aren't
you? Yeah, so you don't have enough time on this show to go into all the aspects of those things, but it'd be nice if you could do everything the right way and everyone's intention was
pure,
but that's just not the case. And so you have to meet people where they're at, give them options, as long as you're not ripping them off, doing things that are unsafe and trying to go at it that way. I think you've got to find things that are safe, that are not that invasive, and that offer patients relief. As far as COPD, when you're oxygen dependent, that's really one of the contraindications to going in the chamber, just because you're using 100% oxygen and pressure, and that leads to unsafe things when you're oxygen dependent from COPD. So that kind of limits the effectiveness when you're down the spectrum of lung disease in that aspect. Cluster headaches, the research is really incomplete as far as hyperbarics. And cluster headaches in themselves is a tough one to deal with. I mean, causes a lot of severe pain for a short period of time. And the patients I've had with cluster headaches, there's not a lot of good therapies. Maybe as we get farther into this and offer services to people, we'll be able to look at that a little bit and maybe do some small trials to see if we can find some benefit.
I mean, obviously COPD is a different animal because of the oxygen side of that. But, you know, Senator Kramer was telling me recently after he had the issue with his finger that his doctor said, you know, okay, surgery's done. You got nothing to lose. Go have hyperbaric treatment now.
Yeah.
I mean, in a lot of cases, we're just talking about oxygen, right? I mean, why not try it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. You know, if you don't have some of the diagnoses covered by insurance, and it's going to cost you money. But it's pretty safe once you exclude those people that have contraindications, which the list isn't that long. But once you exclude that, it's pretty safe. You're just sitting there, and if your ears can tolerate it, you just get to sit back and relax, and you can't really even tell you're under pressure once you're down at the pressure that they've identified for you.
We're talking with Dr. Arden Beachy, who is the medical director, hyperbaric doctor here at Swanson Hyperbarics. Questions or comments, welcome at 701-258-0550. And also you can text us at 701 877-367-2054 today with your questions, okay? Before I go to Fred, who's next, I want to ask you about a text question. A lot of folks are asking about COVID-19 lingering effects. I believe you call that long-haul COVID. What's been the experience on the health there?
That's probably been one of the best things I've seen here. I mean, that's all I've heard in the last year from my own patients, lots of them, lingering effects, fatigue, brain fog, headaches, no stamina, just not feeling well, not participating in the activities they normally would, the family functions, interacting with their friends. And so there's not good therapies because COVID's pretty new, and there's not good traditional therapies. And so people are left, well, just hang in there, this will go away, hang in there, this will go away. But after a while, you always ask yourself, how long am I supposed to hang in there while I'm fatigued? And it's 4 months, then it's 8 months, then it's even longer. And so that's real bothersome. So we've had a lot of people through here that within 5 to 10 dives, and some of the studies that are out now, everyone's doing anywhere from 5 to 10 dives, 60 to 90 minutes, and getting really good results. I mean, the things that I think it's benefiting is it's mobilizing stem cells. The big one, it's blocking that inflammatory cascade, which COVID starts on people, and they can't. The people that get hospitalized and intubated, it just keeps going and going, and you can't get it under control. It interferes with the interstitial fibrosis development in the lungs, which also is what gets a lot of people in trouble and keeps them in trouble. And so it really reduces the risk of multi-organ failure. And so when you increase oxygen by driving it into the plasma, not just your red blood cells, and you're able to decrease inflammation and swelling, these people do really well, and they do well quickly.
And consult's free. You know, yeah, first consult, you're going to be able to ask some of these questions and say, how can this help me? And we're going to talk about the Hockett ozone sauna treatment in a moment as well. But SwansonHyperbarics.com is the website to find out more if you want to call and say, hey, this sounds like me with this COVID lingering effects here. I want to find out how you can help. Just call and ask for an appointment, and your first consult is free. First 30 minutes in the Hockett, free. I mean, don't kick a gift horse in the mouth. 701-929-3930 is the number at Swanson Hyperbarics. Let's go to Fred next. Fred, go ahead. Your question for Dr. Beachy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott, for doing this, and thank you, Doctor. Two little quick questions, and I got a small comment. I wondered, am I right when I say that we're at about 14 pounds per square inch at sea level on our skin, and then this increases at pounds per square inch, 14.7 pounds per square inch at sea level, the air pressure?
Yeah, you're close. But yeah, yeah. you're using oxygen just to really drive, or you're using pressure, I should say, state that right. You're using pressure to drive oxygen into the plasma of the blood system, which therefore delivers better oxygenation and to your tissues and organs. And so you're simulating what someone would be at if they were below sea level and diving. And so like a lot, one of the levels we use is 2 atmospheres, which is equivalent of 33 feet below sea level. And so you're trying to simulate that. And the big thing is, I mean, everyone knows oxygenation, but I think even the bigger thing that's helping a lot of people is just how quickly it decreases inflammation and swelling and stimulates the stem cells. I think that really benefits people, and it's understated.
Fred, hang on. We'll get the rest of your answer in a moment here. And I want to tell folks today, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, all their locations, the personal pepperoni pizza with the cheesy or garlic bread's $5.99 today. Really, really, really good deal. And, of course, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th and I-29, downtown Fargo, Glendon, Euland, 2. Tell them Scott sent you. More after this.
Hi,
this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Last chance on the Talk Radio Town Hall today to talk anything about hyperbaric oxygen treatment that you have a question about. Dr. Arden Beachy with us today on the program. One of the greats at NDSU, and now after 21 years in primary care, the top doc here and the medical director at Swanson Hyperbarics. Let's go. We talked to Fred during the break, so we got his question answered on the Noah's Ark and the technical changes in oxygen in our environment. As usual, Fred's a thinker, and he also wanted to give you a shout out on the COVID long haul. Thinks he has it and wants to try it, so encourage others to think about that too. Let's go to Bismarck next. Carla, you're on What's On Your Mind with Dr. Beachy.
Well, good morning. I
was hoping you would contrast for me the chambers that you have in at your clinic and compare them to the home units that are now available.
Yeah, the well, these were expensive chambers. I won't tell you how much, but they're expensive. And as Earl said earlier, top of the line. And they're using 100% oxygen. A lot of the home units don't. And so when they talk about atmospheres, either 1.5, 2 atmospheres, 2.5, shouldn't really go too much above that. But you're probably not really getting those true atmospheres in your home units. I mean, there's some upper-end ones that are probably closer, and I don't know if people have measured exactly, but I know Medicare has been a little tougher with payments and reimbursing people that have home units because they're not sure that they're exactly getting the prescription as far as atmospheres that is needed for some of the treatments of these diagnoses. And so we're able to do that with these high-level chambers and what they're made out of and the space they give you. And so that's probably the big difference. But then again, most people can't afford something that's over $50,000.
It's hard to...
Home units are more like $6,000.
Yeah, I know. They're anywhere from the cheapest, probably $2,000 to $3,000, up to some of them are $30,000. But even that the average person's not going to be afford a lot of those. But I will say one thing. They are better than nothing from what I've seen in my own personal patients that have used some of these. And so if that's all you have access to, I think that's better than nothing. It's just it might not get you where you want to go, or it might take a lot longer to get there.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate the call, and others welcome in our remaining time here, which is getting short. Inflammation and pain is an issue that people just have no fix for, you know, and they just end up living with it. They don't need to. This treatment helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it depends what you're going to do, but yeah, that's the doing primary care. It's like you have choices of living with it, taking medication, which a lot of people aren't good at taking medication or they don't like to for a long period of time. If you're on something like narcotics, you need increasing doses, and we see what happens there, you know.
Doesn't end well.
The dilemma we have with narcotics and other drugs, and so you're kind of stuck, but yet you're supposed to try and live your life and enjoy your life, and you have this pain, and so you got to find a way to get pain down, inflammation controlled, and be able to start move to really enjoy life. And it's easy. I always say this, and it's something I really believe in: nothing's a big deal until it affects you. So it's really easy for me as a doctor to say to anybody to go live with it or go home and deal with it. But then all of a sudden when it happens to those other people that tell you that, then they're in bugging me going, what can I do about this? So it's always easy when it's not you.
Yeah, no kidding. How about the combination of hyperbaric oxygen treatment and the Hockett ozone sauna?
Yeah, I didn't know the Hockett ozone sauna, you know, it stands for hyperthermic ozone. That's a HO. Carbonic acid is a CA, and then thermophilic technology. So there's a functional medicine physician in South Africa who did a lot of good work with infrared sauna, ozone, carbon dioxide, light therapy, and PEMF or electronic pulse therapy. But he found out the same thing I find out when I talk to patients. I can't live at this office all day. These therapies help, or one or two of them help, but it just takes forever, and I'm there forever. So he came up with a way to put this into one machine and get it in a timely fashion, but it does all of it simultaneously or in a sequential order.
You're just sitting in a chair.
Yeah. And
feel like you were sitting in a sauna.
What I tell people is I was skeptical. Everyone that's been through here, most of them are skeptical, but it's hard to tell you how good you feel and what it does for you until you actually experience it. It's really unbelievable.
Better sleep. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah, I slept so good for 5 nights after the first time I did it, and they told me I would, and I didn't believe them.
Yeah.
But it's
by the way, that's available to you. First 30-minute treatment, absolutely free.
Yeah.
So you can't beat a deal like that. I have one other text I want to get in quickly here. Somebody said, hyperbaric work for MS.
Yeah, again, that's probably not, you know, again, that's off-label, and it's probably one of those things, depending on the experience and how many dives you're doing. I wouldn't put that at the top. Like this summit works, some diagnosis works really good for, and there's other ones like COVID and acute concussion that it really works good for that's not indicated by insurance. But I've had some people have success, and we need more studies. But the bottom line is, how can I tell you if you got 50% better and let's say did 20 dives that that's not worth it for you? And too many people get into these conversations, and healthcare is about all of us, but it's about you as well.
Well said, Dr. Beachy. And again, the consult is free. Your first consult is free. You can ask these questions and find out how those things have worked for others. SwansonHyperbarics.com to find out more and connect with them here. SwansonHyperbarics.com or call 929-3930, 701-929-3930. Thanks, Dr. Beachy.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Anytime.
See you Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.